Direct from Spain, Paco Peña Flamenco Dance Company, featuring the legendary musician and his company of guitarists, singers, and dancers, will be performing at the Bardavan on Sunday, the 20th of January at 7 o'clock. Flamenco Vivo is a musical journey that displays the highest level of modern flamenco, highlighting the rhythmic complexities of its latest variations of dance, song, and guitar. Flamenco Vivo also looks back to the most primitive and pure forms of this captivating art and pays respects to the legacy this tradition has left us. It is a great pleasure to welcome Paco Peña to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
It is a pleasure. Hi, how are you?
It is. It's wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm doing fine, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the program this morning. Give us a sense of when you put a program together, like this particular Flamenco Vivo, of how long that is in the works, of how long you work on that particular show.
Well, it's an interesting question in the sense that it's kind of organic. You know, I'm thinking of, obviously, I have to prepare a tour, I have to prepare a show. So I have ideas of what actually I want to emphasize. And in this case, you touched on some important aspects that I think are very, they're kind of the signature of flamenco. I mean, like complexity of rhythms, for example, the very deep expression and direct and strong expression of the singer. There are things that motivate me particularly, and when I'm preparing a show, obviously those ingredients are paramount in my mind, in that I want to show people truly what flamenco can express, what we can do with that musical culture. It takes a while, but in the end, actually, when I start rehearsing, my ideas are there, but then I have my company. Each person contributes what they also, you know, their own personalities, their own ideas, and it's a joint effort to make a show, you know, in the end, to make it work.
This may be an impossible equation to come up with, but it seems as though when you are watching this and seeing your work, that of course there is your work as a guitarist and as a composer and as a dramatist and as a producer and as a mentor to these performers on stage. But there is also just a spirit that takes over. There is a moment of the music that really is, I would think, happens just spontaneously without really anyone's control.
Well, very, very much so. I mean, I certainly hope and strive to make that happen as often as possible. You see, the show is organized. Obviously, thought has gone into preparing the show and what musically I want to do here, there, and the development, etc. But I always leave a very strong... I leave a space for each individual artist to express strongly what they can do at that given time. And that... You know, if there is improvisation by, say, the dancer, that improvisation is picked up by the guitarist, who also improvise then to inspire the dancer, and the singer contributes, you know, and the percussion, all those things, they have a space in which they can surprise, you know, they can surprise me or themselves, you know, and that I always like to have in the shows. And in that sense, really, each night can be completely different from another.
You talk about this contribution, and I'm interested in how you look at what is said about you and your work, which is that you help transform the perceptions of flamenco. And I assume in large part that's done in some cases by just introduction, right?
Well, definitely. I mean, the guitar introduction, that is very important because it inspires the people coming after that. And of course, in that, I try to put my little contribution in like you know, whatever nuance I suppose I have that I put there, but there is it's more than that, really. I suppose it's like flamenco is a very deep thing. If you are in it, you just let it speak. You know, there is respect for that music, and the music itself is so dramatic and so expressive. I just swim in it, and we all do that, and in fact, that is really what creates an atmosphere which is unique. It's not me, really. It's just letting the music speak with honesty, you know?
You talk about that honesty, and you talk about that respect for flamenco. And obviously, you have a great respect for the tradition. But as an artist, you are also, I assume, trying to move the art form forward as well. And I assume that can be a balancing act.
The answer is definitely yes, I try, obviously, because, of course, I mean, I receive all the information, huge information from my tradition, and I love that and respect that. But on the other hand, I'm a musician, I'm an artist, and I want to surprise you as a listener, surprise you as somebody watching the dance, the choreography, the idea. Fundamentally, I want to move people, so I use any means that I have personally to do that, in addition to everything that I've learned, from my tradition in a technical sense. You understand? Well, obviously you understand. The thing is that, yes, I put my contribution is there as well as what as tradition, because you can't stay still, you know. It's very sad when you just have to do what you know, and I want to surprise myself. I want to go a little step further, and every time when I have to prepare a show, I suppose that there is the challenge to do just that.
And you have this great tradition to both inform and inspire your creativity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And indeed, and also the element that I mentioned of improvisation and collaboration with other artists, that is also very inspiring, and it sort of takes off in a way that is not hasn't been done before, kind of thing.
When you think of your early years and you began learning guitar from the age of 6 from your brother and made your first professional appearance at the age of 12, at what point did it really start to sink in and you had a deep appreciation for what you were doing and the music you were playing?
Well, that's a very good question. The thing is, I mean, it's a good question in the sense it's a fundamental question because it shaped me, you see. I discovered really that you know, all human beings want to get close to other human beings. They want to be popular with others. They want to socialize. And to me, the guitar and the music was the vehicle that got me to other people. You know, was my social entrance. So it's a very good question in the sense that at what point, I think I always dreamt of doing this. You know, this is wonderful. You know, I want to do this. I want to be on stage and do, you know, what I see other people do. So very, very early on, you know, but it was a gradual thing, obviously, to realize that, no, I'm going to be a professional and that is it. No, it takes a while because I had to do my school and so on. My mother was very strict with that. but nevertheless, it was always there because it was so wonderful, easy way to connect with other people. You know, it was, in fact, it shaped me very strongly.
And in that shaping, how deeply were you immersed in the music? I mean, was it solely this flamenco soundtrack of your early life, or was it really a mix of all types of music?
Well, it was a mix, but not, I wouldn't say a very wide mix. I wasn't particularly in an environment where classical music was very active, but certainly I was in an environment where popular music, you know, from the people was you know, all around me, and not only flamenco, but also there were other manifestations of folklore, but playing other instruments like bandurria, laúd. You know, there were other ensemble things in which I also participated, and I was delighted with that as well. So, you know, you soak in as much as you can from all around you, and it wasn't just flamenco. And the only thing really is that flamenco was very much in my house. My brother was a guitarist, and all my sisters, you know, also were singing the popular songs of the time. And so flamenco was very much inside the house, and the home. And for that reason, I suppose, I went more deeply into that that culture than anything else.
I know the answer to this question is because you are a professional and are very good at what you do, but it does. I'm curious as to what it is like for you to be on stage and playing the guitar in such a gorgeous style while also being aware of what you have created and what is going on that stage around you. And if you're anything like me, worrying about that composition and the your work as a producer and your work as a choreographer and your work as a composer, of how that all is playing out while you are obviously creating beautiful music.
No, well, the thing is, it's very humbling, really, to feel that you are on a stage and you can actually just do what you love doing, and people are going to appreciate it, or potentially are going to appreciate it. I think that really forces you to do the best you possibly can. So it's really my music is what is speaking. You know, I am the vehicle for that, and right. And I'm there, to, you know, sort of projecting it to an audience. So, in fact, I have a huge respect for the audience, and that means, really, I have to move them. I have to make sure the flamenco, what I'm doing, actually moves them. And that is, if you like, that is the fundamental thing that I want to do. I don't think of what I'm, you know, I want to please myself in that way as well. I want to know that I'm doing the right thing. But it's so important that you project respect for the audience, and also that you somehow move them into some kind of emotional appreciation.
The Paco Peña Flamenco Dance Company coming to Poughkeepsie on Sunday, the 20th of January at 7 o'clock. And you can find out more information at bardavon.org. Bardavon.org, Sunday, the 20th of January at 7 o'clock. Paco Peña, great pleasure to have you on the program, and it'll be a delight to have you in the Hudson Valley. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
A great pleasure. Again, Paco Peña at the Bardavon, Sunday, January 20th at 7 o'clock. You can find out more information at bardavon.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.